It's a short story called Dave that I wrote. I became anxious when Dave got up and left me in the living room with his father. "Zao," the old man said.
"Dave tells me you're a mountain climber."
"No, I'm not a mountain climber."
"But you wrote a book about mountain climbing."
I wrote a book about a climber. It's not about me.
"Oh, I understand. You're a writer."
"Yes."
"Tell me about the book. What's it called?"
"Well, it's called Reaching for the Summit, and it's about this one man who tried to climb the Matterhorn 40 years ago.
"I know the Matterhorn. It's in Sweden."
It's between Switzerland and Italy.
"It's in Switzerland!"
"Okay. So yeah, the book is about one man's attempt to climb the Matterhorn."
"Can you tell me a little more?"
You know, it's all in the book. I don't want to spoil it for you."
"I'm not going to read it anyway. You can tell me."
"All right. Well, on the first night, he makes camp. He's not alone. He has a few people with him. But anyway, when he's alone, he runs all these tests on himself. He has all this equipment with him, and he's well prepared. So he discovers that he actually has diabetes. It's a shock to him. He never knew. So he has a choice. He can either head home in defeat or get the necessary supplies and keep going. He discreetly radios people back home and asks for them to send someone with insulin and meals and other things, including books, because he's never had to deal with diabetes before. But there's a miscommunication. Supplies never get to the guy. The next day, he's even higher up the mountain. If he goes home, people will call him a coward with a diabetes cover story. But it's even more dangerous for him to keep going.
So what does he do?
I don't want to tell you.
"Is he gonna leave me here in suspense?"
I don't want to tell you what happens. It sort of destroys the story.
"Well, I don't want to destroy your story."
"Thank you.
So, tell me something. It sounds really interesting. You sell a lot of copies of this book?"
No, not at all.
"You sell 2 million copies?"
"No."
"1 million?
I sold 300.
300,000?
"No, 300.
300? That's it?"
"Yeah.
Are you able to support yourself selling only 300 books?"
"No, not really. Which is why my publisher asked for a lot of the advance back. And it's also why I haven't been able to publish a book since. It's been more than a decade now. I could have made more money collecting cans or stealing stuff. But I'm still writing, of course."
"Ah, that's tough. I'm sorry to hear that. You know Dave. He wanted to be a painter, but he takes after me. No artistic talent."
Dave is a painter. He's a very good painter."
"Yeah, but he didn't make money painting. He can't live off of painting. So he's not really a painter. Just like how you're not really a writer."
My hand shook as I picked up my cup of coffee and took a sip.
"Hurry up, Dave," I thought. "You're taking so long, I'm going to devolve into an ape just like your dad."
When I could talk again, I said, "So, we're going to take you out for dinner."
"Out? That's better than I cook it. I don't see Dave in how many years, and now I won't even eat here?"
I thought it'd be nice if we went out and relaxed.
"So, you reject my hospitality, and you leave me in suspense."
"If you really want to know how the story ends, you can get the book used online."
"You gonna make me go through the trouble of reading your book when you can just tell me what happened?"
"You can get the book for 1 cent plus shipping."
"A penny. Okay, you want the penny."
"Damn.
I'm gonna get the book, and then I'm just gonna read the last page."
"That's great." At this point, Dave showed up in the hallway. He held up his backpack and gave me me a thumbs up sign. Are you ready to eat now? I asked the old man. We can go anywhere you want, and don't worry, because it's all on me. My name's Ed Lynn, and my website is edlynnforpresident.com.